As we were reminded in an earlier conversation, architecture can shape our lives in ways we may not always notice. We can know even less about how budding architects will affect our future, but we can be sure they'll be operating in a very different environment. Those challenges and goals are the subject of this week's West Quad Conference. It's bringing together Hawaii's architecture students and professionals with their West Coast counterparts. Kaoru Lovett is the vice president of the American Association of Architecture Students. He's been working hard to put this conference together. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Kaoru.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I'm thinking that you being a new generation of architects is, for one thing, going to be operating in a very different environment, but also bringing a different set of values to your profession. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to think so. Especially looking at architecture today, we're kind of faced with a ton of environmental issues kind of put onto us that might not necessarily be directly the product of our generation, but it's sort of, as our generation, a responsibility for us to deal with that. And we see that every day in school and in the architectural realm, and how we could work with other facets of the profession to kind of develop a better environment for the future.
What are the things that you think need to be improved?
Listening to the show earlier, I think some things that could be improved is sort of the workflow of design and how we can incorporate other members of the profession and neighboring professions to develop architecture, directly looking at even the people we're designing for, involving them in the process sort of builds a sense of entitlement for them and kind of a respect for the building or house that they might be seeing themselves in.
When we talked to Sean Roth earlier, he talked about how sometimes there was a perception that architecture had gone kind of far toward the celebration of the individual, almost like the auteur theory in movies, you know, that it reflects mm-hmm. one person's vision. And he suggested it might be moving away from that. Do you agree?
Yeah, at a certain point, you know, I don't think it's really that bad to have architecture developed in one person's realm, considering the sense that that person might be seen as the artist. But for that person to isolate themselves in a realm where they're not taking into consideration, you know, every step of the process is really where the problem might occur. But for that person to really understand the different pragmatics and the different professions and to respect them entirely and let them aid in where their expertise is, I think that's definitely necessary.
You know, Kuro, I have the perception at least there was an era in Hawaii architecture when buildings relied heavily on things like air conditioning mm-hmm. to cool the building. And yet, it's my impression that earlier territorial architecture did a lot more with the use of prevailing winds, you know, where the trade winds are coming, and sort of more natural ways to cool the building.
Right. You know, that's an interesting topic. Hawaii's sort of an ideal location for this idea of maybe passive design, which is creating design that isn't relied on things like air conditioning that we need to maintain constantly. But because of our temperate climate here in Hawaii, we have plenty of opportunity to utilize not only wind, but solar, even sometimes the ocean, different areas of the environment here. And like it was necessary earlier, maybe the mid-century, again, it's becoming a very necessary trait in architecture lifestyle, not maybe because the need of air conditioning, but like mentioning earlier, the environmental crisis, we're trying to look at other ways to efficiently create a building by utilizing the nature. And this can also even be seen as sort of a cultural aspect of design here when looking at what is culturally intensive design in Hawaii. Maybe that's really utilizing the temperate climate we have here.
Well, you would certainly think that the cultural legacy of Hawaii in particular would be the whole principle of the ahupua'a, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's self-sustaining, different elements that support one another.
Exactly.
Are we moving back toward that? I mean, is that a kind of primary value among architecture students these days?
I think when we look at the architecture style of Hawaii and trying to determine what it is, there's always a certain sense where we're trying to pull design creativity from cultural aspects of Hawaii. And definitely the idea of the ahupua'a that everyone's within this giant system and using each other is very evident in architecture, and it could be something that we strive towards, and we do see so today, I think.
Well, given the current sort of intellectual cultural climate here, you would almost have to build things in the future that are self-sustaining.
Right. We also see that in programs like Envision and LEED, where developers nationwide and even globally are striving to almost mandate on these new buildings different incentives that would help to create them more environmentally conscious. But even so, in Hawaii, it's more of this idea of connecting the people with the nature around us, especially when looking at this sort of Hawaiian aspects. I think the Hawaiians were really always very involved in the scenery around them, in the landscaping, and just in the nature of our islands.
And yet, you know, it would seem difficult to reconcile that with the fact, I mean, there is a kind of building boom going on, particularly mm-hmm. in the urban core, and it's difficult to see how that's going to connect people to nature. It would almost seem to move them a little further away.
Yeah, you know, that's it's a very controversial issue. I mean, any development in Hawaii, so it seems like that, but the development in Kaka'ako, you know, they're sort of trying to create this new brand identity that this is a modern twist on Hawaiian style of architecture, and that's always going to be argued against. And I think it becomes very difficult when you really need to provide housing for a vast amount of people, and you need to provide these large buildings. It's an interesting topic, and it becomes conflicting with ideas of passive design and how can we create sort of these larger buildings that could reach these demands that we're pushing at them.
It's likely that your generation is going to bring a different approach to the profession, yeah, as you guys go through school and start having your own impact, yeah?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Very optimistic about the designs to come, especially with the aging of technology and these new materials that are available with us, and even just the efficiency of existing materials and how we could push the realm of architecture.
Lots of hope there. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning. Kaoru Lovett is the Vice President of the American Association of Architecture Students, Hawaii Chapter, which is holding a 3-day West Quad Conference at several Honolulu locations Thursday through Sunday this week. And you can find out more at hpr2.org.